ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. ஏப்ரஹாம், த ஃபாதர் ஆஃப் ஃபேத், இஸ் இன்ட்ரடியூஸ்ட் டு அஸ் இன் த புக் ஆஃப் ஜெனிசிஸ் சாப்டர் 12 ஆஸ் த ஒன் த்ரூ ஹூம் ஆல் த பீப்புள்ஸ் ஆன் த எர்த் வில் பி பிளஸ்ட். ஏப்ரஹாம் அண்ட் ஹிஸ் ஒய்ஃப் சேரா ஹெட் வெயிட்டட் இயர்ஸ் விதவுட் சீயிங் த ஃபுல்ஃபில்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் காட்ஸ் ப்ராமிஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் சன். காட் ஹேஸ் நவு கால்ட் for the ultimate sacrifice and the test of Abraham's faith, the willingness to sacrifice his only son. God had asked Abraham to do something that seems completely cruel and irrational on the surface, until we take a closer look at the narrative wherein God the Father is displaying the depth of his own love for his creation in the height of sin that would soon follow the course of history. How will God create a people through the sacrifice of Abraham's only heir? How will this death lead to the blessing promised in Genesis chapter 12? The answer comes as we move from the events of Abraham's life to the events of the life of Jesus. As you reflect on this story of faith and sacrifice in the light of the season of Lent, take time to reflect on the way it foreshadows the faith and sacrifice of Jesus. Abraham's declaration that God himself will provide the lamb reminds us of God's gift of the lamb to save the world. God's provision of the ram on Mount Moriah foreshadows his sacrifice of his only son Jesus Christ, the true lamb without blemish who died in our place on the cross. Just as Isaac carried his own wood for the altar, Christ carried his own wooden cross. Reread the passages of the scripture with eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith, to find the real meaning of sacrifice and the purpose of suffering of Christ. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3 verse 25, "For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin." People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. The sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in the times past. Remember, my friends, without cross, Christianity is empty, and without Christ, Christian is empty. Shall we pray? God Almighty, giver of all good things, Spirit of God, grant us eyes to see the beauty and perfection of Jesus as the spotless Lamb who willingly sacrificed himself so that we might receive forgiveness and new life. Help us, Lord Jesus, in the light of your grace, that we may live a life of faith and obedience. In your precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.